Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Fuck this glass now.
Forever tainted.
Honestly, though, J&B Scotch, man, that's like your father's father liquor right there or whatever. Shit, that's like the Remy Martin of whiskey for if you're a cognac guy. That's like one of those old standards. When I was a kid, no matter who's like, house I went to, or whatever, as far as like men mainly or whatever, I always saw a bottle of that J&B Scotch sitting there, and I always wondered, like, what the fuck is that? And as an adult, I've never once tried that motherfucker. It looked like bullshit. So maybe one day here in the last drop, people will try J&B Scotch.
If y'all would have listened to that was it that worst alcohol or that bad alcohol episode that like got like was that like one of our lowest rated episodes
of that year.
So you could have had that on there possibly. I don't know if it's good or bad, but you could have had that on the show like that possibly. But
I'm sure you've seen this bottle, right?
Actually, I have. Yep, yeah. That's a very scary looking bottle. I'm like, part of that shit.
I tell you this right now, anything that's a 1 liter, Cody, scares the shit out of me. Scares the bejesus out of me.
That is plastic, right?
Yeah, it's plastic, too.
Okay, hell no. Yeah. Can't do that.
Can't fuck with that.
No, sir.
I think Tears of Yorona is the first 1 liter that didn't frighten the shit out of me. Other than that, I've been terrified. If you make your bottle in a 1 liter, fuck me.
They already got two strikes. Got the 1 liter bottle. And it's just in plastic.
I've never seen a 1.7 liter in a fucking plastic either.
that's a
third strike. And that price point too. Now, I don't like to believe, even though we're the cheap podcast, apparently, or whatever, as far as when it comes to whiskey, or whatever, we're the cheap, affordable whiskey podcast, or whatever. But I don't want to be a price snob about it. Cody, anything that's $30 and a 1.7 liter, I'm concerned.
I'm very concerned.
Yeah, I'm concerned. Like that, you don't, it says from Scotland, light gold, which is like piss, basically. Moderately light bodied, features flavors of dry herbs and sea air. The fuck is that?
I mean, I know it's 420, but goddamn.
Yeah, goddamn. I know it's Easter, Cody, but the bunny ain't surprising me. It's like, dude, what the fuck, dude? It says has unusual flavor. You goddamn right, it has unusual flavors. If it tastes like sea air.
What did it say? Sea air? What the fuck?
Sea air, Cody. You ain't never had no sea air before, Cody?
Yeah, y'all could just get like a touch more elegant and put sea breeze on a motherfucker in the taste of notes. Y'all couldn't just do
there
that.
There you go.
That sound more appetizing than fucking air.
I ain't never got on a boat, Cody, went. Oh, that's sea air, man. That just
yes. That's oceanic air.
Smells like somebody pissed in it. It says has unusual flavors of buckwheat, bitter almond, and white. Why would I like any of this? I don't like any of this.
None of that shit sounds good at all.
Why would I want a bitter almond? Why would I want
that? Was the worst fucking taste of notes I've ever heard somebody put on a goddamn bottle.
And it caps it off with this, Cody. A slight graininess in the texture.
Oh, hell no. Drinking vodka or fucking whiskey or whatever the fuck they're supposed to be. Graininess?
What part of Scotland did they make this shit in, Cody?
Oh, God.
So I take it you don't want no part of that J&B Scotch right there, huh, son?
No, I can keep that shit in Scotland.
Keep that shit in Scotland.
Tear the fuck out of that. I'll prove that one.
Oh, shit. Hey, people, welcome to The Last Drop here. Anniversary month here on The Last Drop. I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Man, and this old champagne month, that old champagne month or whatever, you know. You know what? I got to grab something, actually.
Do you think, sir?
Because I got to grab this. Can these headphones? Okay. No, they can't reach that far. It's like literally right there.
Okay, yeah, do your thing.
I want to grab this.
Go ahead.
Because I went to Sunday or Wednesday. I went to so many this week. I don't remember now. I went to a Dodger game a few times this week or last week, depending on how you hear this. And, you know, my first few games of the year, because last year I went to like 15 or whatever. So, you know, Dodgers are the champions of LA, if you ask me, because we actually won twice in the past 4 years. So that we're champions. This bottle kept popping up, though, and it lingered on the screen for the longest fucking time on the Jumbotron or whatever. And I just kind of just like looked at Yoon or whatever. And I just said, because, you know, Yoon is. Well, he probably was watching number 99 because I was looking at number 99 because she was a dancing thing. I ain't gonna lie about that. But and I just said, look at the screen up there. It just keeps popping up, and I just said, you know, the Dodgers. Actually, all of our sports teams. If you go to their stadiums or arenas, they are the home of some of the most god awful spirits you probably will ever see. You don't even have to drink them to just know that they are some of the home of the most god awful. Spirits you could ever possibly see. And you would think it'd be different because, you know, California, and I mean all of California, whether it's the northern side or the southern side, we get blessed with a lot of high quality stuff that a lot of these other states just don't get. We are very blessed here. And we put a lot of money into these stadiums and arenas, as you can tell. That SoFi Stadium is, you know, expensive. It's probably one of our, you know, most cleanest, nuanced stadiums we have here in California. But for some reason, I always see banners and promotional material from the shittiest spirits ever. I think I saw Hornitas Tequila. What the fuck is Hornitas Tequila? And then I had it in a margarita, and I was just like, it's dog shit. Ah, okay, that's what it is. Cody, have you ever seen Hornitas Tequila sitting on a shelf anywhere?
I've heard of it. I don't know if I've ever actually seen it, though.
Luckily for you, this is the first time I've ever seen it on a shelf, Cody. I saw it. I just stared at it, and I just went like, damn, it's even an ugly-ass bottle.
I could be wrong about that. Maybe I have seen it on a shelf. I just don't remember because I don't give a fuck about Hornitos. But,
well, why would you?
Yeah, I can't recall.
Why would you? I saw at now the Crypto Arena, old Crown Royal, and I was just like, what? I ain't even from this country. Why is that even on the banner up in this motherfucker? Like, what did I see at SoFi? It was a bullshit ass tequila. Oh no. I can't remember what it was or whatever. It might've been not Cosme. It's, Terramana. I saw Terramana. So I saw this one at Dodger Stadium. It's a new release too. So we go to Total Wine, me and Yoon. I just wanted to check out this new Total Wine that opened up by his house when I was dropping him off. And like a motherfucker, he decided to buy this for me. And he said, you got to try this. Now, I don't want to try it. But, you know, it's fucking sitting there. So I was just like, you know what? I'm going to indulge the audience here a little bit and try this out. And let me just grab this little bottle real quick.
Please do. Please do. Very excited to see what Mr. Brightwell has in store for us right here. This man does know how to hype up a bottle, I got to tell you. Come back at the frame now. Yeah, okay. It's all right.
All right. So, very familiar with this brand. It's a very huge brand. I mean, it is huge. I'm just going to pour it in this glass real quick because it's a miniature size of it, too. This Total Wine had some miniatures. I ain't going to lie. Like, they had some miniatures there. I even got a Willett 3-year-old rye, which they don't. You don't really see the 3-year-old sitting on shelves that much anymore. You only see the 4-year-old. 3-year-old is kind of, I don't want to say discontinued, but you can only kind of find those in certain bottle shops. Your old neck of the woods is the main area that I know that still has some on shelves, old Santa Maria and stuff. So they have miniatures of the 3-year-old Willett. So I was like, oh, let me grab one of those too. It's been a minute since I've had a 3-year-old Willett. And then right above it was this shit right here. I'm going to pour it in this glass first. I'm not going to pour all of it. Yeah, I'm not going to pour all of it because I'm not drinking all of this. Cody, that bottle, what it is like I said, is a popular brand. It's a Jim Beam whiskey. You're familiar with old Jim Beam, right?
I am. Pretty much am.
Good Lord. Excuse me. That smelled like shit. Well, at the Dodger game on Wednesday, was it? Or Sunday? Sunday, whatever day it was. This bottle kept popping up, and it stayed on the screen for like a good 7 minutes or something like that. I was like, it will not fucking go away. And Cody absolutely knows I hate this type of whiskey. I despise this shit or whatever. And that is flavored whiskey, old Jim Beam Pineapple.
Oh, my goodness. Galactus, bless your soul, my friend.
That sounds like probably, this might be worst of the year. This might be worst of the fucking year. So, which is funny, Cody, because the full-size bottle sold out. They had this, though, the miniatures.
Jim Beam Pineapple. I'll be goddamned.
Cody, it says pineapple liqueur infused with Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey. I just want to put this out here. I think Suntory, when they bought Jim Beam, they just said, we're going to run Jim Beam into the ground.
That's one way to do it, at least amongst, you know, people with more refined palates.
I did not understand either, Cody, that Jim Beam had all these flavored whiskeys. It's the most disgusting thing ever. Now, I stared at this Jumbotron for the God knows how long because I just looked at it and was like, that don't even sound good. I never want to infuse any type of pineapple liquid with pineapple.
What the fuck?
Tell me you don't give a fuck when you don't give a fuck.
Ugh. What's next? Papaya?
Guac.
Fucking, you know, Jim Beam papaya?
You know, this is California, Cody. Why not Jim Beam avocado?
At this point.
I think Crown Royal listening going like, wait, what? That Negro's on to something right there.
Ugh.
That smells like pineapple syrup. Like, it's not even whiskey anymore. Like, it's not whiskey anymore.
Throw us some pancakes, maybe?
Yeah, you might be on to something right there, though. Maybe like throw it in like a daiquiri. Like one of them kind of like fruit flavored like frozen drinks too, like a frozen kind or whatever.
Okay, yeah, we don't really taste it. Yeah, okay, I like that.
Throw it in there or something like that. I think the last time Mr. Cody had an infused whiskey here was a old Jack Daniel's honey liqueur.
Oof. Oh God.
Matter of fact, speaking of the devil, that was on that episode we did.
Flashbacks.
I was listening to a new podcast, Jesus. Cody, right? Which I don't really do that much, but someone recommended it to me because they talk about like sports and stuff like that. And I guess he was doing his 100th episode through whatever the fuck it was. I didn't care. I tuned it off right away. He just said, it's time to celebrate. He's like, I might even pull out the Jack Daniel's honey. And I was like, yeah, fuck this nigga. I was like, Jesus Christ, dude. I was like, I thought he was joking because at first he brought up Jack Daniel's. He's like, I got to pull out the Jack. But he was like, you know what? It's a special occasion. I'm going to bring out the honey. I was like, oh, good Lord. That's a special occasion to you, then. Damn.
Gotta bring out the good stuff. shit. Gotta go back in the cellar for this. We came all the way back there. Hold on.
Gotta take it out the freezer, Cody, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. You have that shit, too.
I don't want it taking up space now. You know? I don't even smell the whiskey. Where the fuck is the whiskey at on this?
Fucking got, Jim Beam pineapple, man. What reality is this?
They got the audacity to say crafted, too. Like, they got the audacity to say
crafted. They put the words crafted on that motherfucker. They got some fucking nerve. They know exactly what the fuck they were doing.
It says a Kentucky-inspired.
They ain't fooling nobody with that shit.
Yeah, look, this is a Kentucky-inspired family tradition. That's your family tradition. Yo, your families get fucked in, dude. It says sweet and tropical pineapple liqueur infused with Kentucky straight.
Hell no. No.
Infused? Do they like have the barrel, Cody, and they just got like a syringe and they like pump it full of fucking pineapple juice? Is that like
that's kind of what I'm imagining, or like a some perfect smack shit? He like mixing it all together, get that big ass spoon,
got this spoon,
got like a cauldron,
looking like the evil witch and shit, whatever. Like, yeah. You know, looking like Gollum and shit. Like you just. No, you're looking like that thing from 300 as you make it. That fucking thing. I mean, that thing.
Yeah, whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah. Zack Snyder's imagination. That's what it was. Or whatever.
Jesus.
He's like, why can't I put that in all my movies? You know? Actually, he kind of did. He put it in.
Yeah, if he had his way, he would.
He put it in BVS. He called it Doomsday, but I know that creature.
Actually, yeah. It was just him on steroids. So.
It was just taller. Yeah. That thing got more ass than I did in a year or whatever. That thing was getting licked on and shit. I was like, yo, what the fuck, dude?
Zack Snyder.
Did that not just take you out of the movie? Like, you just got
lost. No, yeah, the whole sequence did. I was like, what the?
I'm so confused.
That's so quite necessary, but I guess this whole movie's unnecessary. So fuck it. I just rolled it. Like, I don't know.
I was like, if I'm Persian, am I offended by this? I don't even know. You got all these Persian women licking this fucking thing or whatever. Shit. I was like, are you trying to say Persian women ain't got no taste? What is this? What's a metaphor for? So you don't smell like whiskey. The color on that, I mean, surprisingly enough, it looks like whiskey.
Yeah,
but then again, it could look like pineapple juice because I don't drink pineapple juice. So I don't.
Yeah, that looks like a spirit. Just a very lighter type whiskey.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and sip this thing. Thanks a lot, Yoon. I appreciate you, you son of a bitch. I'm so scared. God, I don't even want to see it. It creeps up in your mouth and shit. You hear?
Yeah, you seem so excited. You had to pull this bottle out, so shit, don't stop now.
Oh, it's so it's creamy. Oh, God. Oh.
You know, same candidate.
You know the thing is here. This is bad. This is god awful. This is like shitting your ass and putting it in your mouth or whatever. In fact, it's like licking that creature probably from 300. This is better than Jack Daniel's honey. Which ain't saying a whole lot.
That's not saying a fucking thing, but I guess it has that going for it.
Yeah.
Question mark.
Yeah. Yeah. I would, if we had a gun to your head and you had to pick between Jack Daniel's honey, I'd be like, take that pineapple, Cody. That pineapple, whatever. And shit, you know, take the pineapple. It was something about that honey. I for some reason, I can't get that taste out of my mouth, or whatever, even though it's been like, what, 4 or 5 years, actually 6 years now, to be honest. I just remember the texture of it, and sipping on this, all I can do is compare it because it's the only two flavored shit I've had, and sipping on it. It tastes like really shitty whiskey that got diluted with just pineapple juice, almost as if you was making a cocktail and you poured Jim Beam at the bottom, about a 1 ounce, Cody. And you just got like, you know, those, that water gun that they got at bars and shit where they just full of water.
Right.
It feel like they had a pineapple gun. They just sprayed that shit in there and probably put a little bitter in. Like, I ain't saying like a little bitters. I said a bitter. Like, they stuck a bitter in there and then they put a garnish in there and just said, there you go. That's a cocktail for you. We call it the pineapple schnapps or whatever. That's what that tastes. That tastes like dog shit, by the way. The only credit I can give that thing, it don't linger on the finish as long as it fucking did with that honey one or whatever. It kind of just, matter of fact, once you sip it, that's as much as you taste of it. It just fades away after that. That's the biggest possible compliment I can give it. But other than that, you can keep that motherfucker. Because I do not like how that rolled off on the tongue and that pineapple just exploded. And it tastes like sugar whiskey. Which tastes horrible. So thank you, Yoon, you son of a bitch, but this will be going down the drain now. Actually, not my drain. I'm just going to pour it in the trash can outside because I don't want to.
Yeah, you wanted to burn through those pipes. So
yeah, there's that. And also, I don't want to create some shit in the sewers. You know, it's all kind of shit going on down there.
Yeah, like some Ninja Turtles or some shit.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need no giant rat teaching Ninja Turtles kung fu and shit like that.
No. No crazy shit as plenty as it is.
And I know people like looking at us like, don't make fun of our turtles or whatever and stuff, but you got to admit, it's the silliest fucking thing that ever came to fruition or whatever and shit. I mean, it's the silliest fucking thing I've ever seen or whatever. There's a guy dressed like a bat fighting crap. Yeah, but nigga, the rat turtle fucking kung fu. Nigga. That's like taking the cake.
Levels to this.
Yeah, it really is, dude. I can believe a guy putting a costume of an animal on or whatever and shit, trying to fight crime. I can't believe in a rat teaching fucking karate kicks to some turtles. Okay, like... You're really pushing my suspicion of disbelief here. Or people, if you don't know, we used to have like fucking, I don't even know how to describe it. Not even arguments, but like fucking.
That's a little nerd fights. That's what it was.
Yeah, like Ninja Turtles.
This shit that stupidest, doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, it's the stupidest fucking thing ever. Remember in that movie, Cody, we saw that shit when that rat was doing the kicks, the high kicks, and he was teaching this, and we just like bawled out laughing at that shit. It was a stupid fucking thing.
I was just laughing because the fans were mad that the turtles had an alien origin. I think that's what it was.
It was.
I was like, that's what we gotta draw the line. Like, okay. I guess.
Well, remember, we got shit for him. He was like, man, you like Batman and Spider-Man and all that. It's like, yeah, a radioactive spider bites a guy. He gets
yeah, I'm about to say, it's not a fucking rat in a goddamn sewer. I'm sorry, dude. That concept. Like, I love comic books. I'm all for fantasy, high fantasy. Come the fuck on, man. That's just for goddamn ridiculous. Anyway, but
hey, Cody,
like I say, you like it all you want, but don't look me in the eye and tell me that shit ain't
it's
fucking
serious. It's dark and serious. Because that was the argument. They were trying to tell us that shit's serious, man. You better respect the turtle. When did the rat learn martial arts? I just want to know that.
I get mad because I don't even hate Ninja Turtles, but no, I just want you to admit, like, this shit is stupid as fuck. This is dumb.
That's so stupid. The rat, like,
yeah, was shit.
I want to see the movie about the rat being like the RZA traveling to ancient China and shit, learning the ways of the kung fu and shit like that. You know, and he comes back to New York City of all places, Cody, to live in the sewer to teach some turtles that he raised. Into some fucking
somehow he feeds and nourishes over the years. Sure,
yeah, that's always like the argument of the. I like when my turtles were like teenagers. It's like, nigga, what? It's like, what? You got the personality of teenagers. I like that shit. It's like, that's just stupid as fuck. They always try to draw them like they like these dark, serious characters and shit. They have them next to Batman rooftop in the rain and shit. It's just like, yo, man, that shit corny as fuck, yo. And then they started making animated movies with them teaming up with Batman. Remember that shit, Cody? Yeah. Well, I know.
Oh, yeah. That was not long ago. That was like 5 years ago, I think. Not long ago.
You washed my mouth out with some real drink here, even some real tequila.
Yeah, please do. Cleanse your soul.
Actually, I take that back. That pineapple did linger. It kind of lingered on the side cheeks, whatever. So you just got to cleanse that out. And the best way to do that, people, is by drinking on that Lost Lore Asian Fundamental craft beer barrels right there, whatever, you know.
That is the way to do it, my friend.
And that, I got to give Lost Lore credit on that. Maybe tequila in general. It's one of the first, like, you know, combination aged bottles where I could actually taste, like, the beer barrels and shit, you know. So I got to give them credit on that one. But we're not here to talk about tequila or pineapple whiskey anymore. I have a feeling 5 years from now I'll be drinking another one of these, whatever. Maybe they'll come out with Cody's idea, Jim Beam guac or something like that or whatever, you know. Papaya.
It's coming.
They're running out of fruits, Cody.
Into the pipeline. So.
They're running out of fruit, so yeah. they gotta come up with something, you know. But it is champagne month here on the last drop, so it's jolly good old Cody's week, if you will.
Yes, indeedy.
Cody, what did you bring to pop open on the champagne month here?
Well, today here, sir, I bought how big is this goddamn bottle? What is this? One of the smaller bottles. I forgot the milliliters on this.
375, I think, is.
I think it's 187 or something like that.
Oh, yeah, it is a weird number. Oh, you know what?
Yeah, right. Could be wrong, but I think.
Yeah, it's 187.
Anyway,
it's 187.
There you go.
Yeah, you're right.
This is the Saint René Blanc de Blanc Brut right there.
Okay.
In focus.
Oh, there we go.
Boom.
Yeah, there we go.
Right there. Actually, very nice label. What a weird
milliliter, too, for these bottles.
Yeah. It is kind of right, but it's the perfect size, though, I guess, for like a champagne flute.
Yeah,
I'm about to use right here. So.
It totally is, or whatever. Because like,
my
champagne glasses, I filled it up all with one or whatever. I love these little bottles. I think you can make like nice little gift baskets with them and shit. So,
I forgot how much I think I paid like maybe $5 for this. I forgot something like that. $7 for this bottle right here.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in at 11.5% alcohol. And one interesting thing, I've never gotten this. This is my first time having this plastic like cap.
Oh shit! Like okay,
never
that's what I
got on
the first week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never gotten that. Very unique.
I don't even remember what I opened, but yeah, that's what I see. Yeah. I remember. I think I told you. I said I thought it was a cork because When I opened it, it was just a cap. I was like, oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it makes life easy. Okay.
It makes it so much easier. And yeah, you know, like not that. A mess.
Yeah, I would say mess-free. Clean. No I mess. Like that.
I like
I
that.
I like that. Cool. Let's put the port in the glass here.
You're not going to take a big-ass sword and just, like, swipe the glass open like that?
Nah. Next time, though.
I ain't into
saber
that.
That shit.
I don't know why people do that. I ain't into that at all. I
want no parts being nowhere near a saber that's like trying to intentionally slice anything off. I don't give a fuck what it is.
If people just get bored using their thumbs to get the cork off or what? Like what?
Yeah.
Like because when I see that and I see the bottles break, I go like, what a waste of liquor.
Really is because it's wasting like more than a third.
Yeah, like it's a lot, and even if you do it successfully, it kind of it doesn't take just the cap off; it kind of rips the cap of the bottle off too. So
right, sometimes you actually take some of the glass off too, and then that can have like particles in the fucking liquid. Like, nah, I'm good on me.
Like, I see so many videos doing that shit. I'm just like, I don't understand.
Cool.
No, it ain't. It's really stupid, Cody. Like, would you? You gonna start seeing people do that with beer? You gonna get the knife? It's like that's stupid as fuck. Man, honestly,
sit
like,
over there. Thank you.
Yeah, like you said, you're right. You get like little glass particles into the liquid and shit. You drinking that shit?
Yeah. It's like what? No.
Why would I want to do that? No. Good Lord, no. Just want to give a reminder to people. In about 2 weeks from now, or whatever, it will be Cabal month here in the Last Drop.
That's right.
Talking about Cabal month, or whatever. I was staring at all the bottles because I got them all over there, sitting there, just ready. Actually, I need the Blanco still. just sitting over there looking at them, and I'm like, I cannot wait for Cabal month. That's probably going to be one of my favorites that we've done of these months so far. I know we did G4, and I can't remember another one we did, whatever. But this one's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. We just got into Cabal last year. When I reviewed the extra Añejo and the Añejo when they came out with the 185 milliliter sizes, and then we had it at a Fuck You Fest, fell in love with it more. The mezcal made both our top fives, and yeah, we were ready to just dive in. Well, we kind of already sipped on that Reposado, so I guess we kind of sipped on all of this now, to be honest. Except for that Blanco, I haven't tried that new Blanco, so. We're just excited to talk more Cabal coming next month or whatever. And might even have a little surprise appearance from the owner of Cabal because he's heard that we're doing that month. And he's a little excited himself to hear it. So,
Man, a green apple bomb on the nose.
I love a green apple.
I'm talking about absolute bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Like I know green apple is like a common note in champagne and sparkling wines, but I don't know if ever, at least up to this point, smell one like this prominent.
Mm-hmm.
It smells like just fresh cut. Like I just cut a green apple right in front of me and it just spritz up a little bit.
I will say about champagne, it makes me appreciate green apples more.
Right?
Makes me absolutely appreciate green apple more. I always like it in my fruits and stuff like that, but you know, green apple, apples in general, underrated fruit, nose scent on your spirits here and stuff, so...
Yeah, I honestly, it's pretty one note.
That's
really all I'm getting, just that kind of in your face green apple. No, not getting much else.
I'm kind of learning that from champagne, especially after the past 2 weeks of sipping it. It's kind of just one note ish. Nothing really sticks out.
Green apple, maybe like little pear back there, maybe hidden, but that's about it. That's really all I'm getting.
There's always that prominent green apple, and then there's like this peach, pear, apricot thing in the background, and this all subtle or something.
Yeah, those are only two things I'm getting. Literally, that's it. Green apple and like maybe like a hint of pear. All right, cool. Which I don't mind. I'm not really looking much more on champagne for me at least. So works. So going for the taste.
You want some pineapple in that?
Like some? Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Man, this is. this is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you definitely get the green apple. There's more going on in the flavor, which I'm actually kind of thankful for. A bit more complex than I was expecting.
Yeah.
Because the nose is not complex at all, but the flavor, the palate, again, just like a bit of some, obviously getting the green apple, very prominent, are getting that pear. Also getting like some citrusy, kind of lemony notes too in the background there. A little effervescent.
This seems to be the thing of champagne. Always with the green apple in those, and then the taste of it has like all these other fruits and citrus.
And texture's really nice too. Really soft on the palate, middle of the palate, going back. Where it strikes me the most, and actually I actually really like this, it's kind of staying, like just hanging on the middle of my palate. It's like sitting on it like a couch. It's like a nice little coating on the tongue. I really like that, actually.
Like a pineapple liqueur and some whiskey.
Yeah, exactly.
Lingers on top of whiskey. Yeah. What's the name of that champagne again or whatever?
This is the Saint René Blanc de Blancs Brut. Check that focus there. Yeah.
I'll tell you this about champagne too. I'll never pronounce that shit correctly.
Me neither. So same about my friend.
But I'll tell you this. I got no beef with it so far. I think last week he wasn't here, my friend, but that might have been my second favorite ever champagne. I know that shit was cheap as fuck. I know it was cheap as fuck. So
yeah, I'm almost getting like a biscuit note in the background too. A slight touch of nuttiness also. Kind of overarching the whole palate. Actually, this is a really, much more complex champagne than I was expecting going to nose, because nose is just very two-dimensional, and this is actually pretty complex as far as champagnes I've tried in my day. Like I said, I don't have an advanced palate for a champagne, but this is one of the more complex ones I've had, at least in recent memory.
You get a full-size bottle, Cody, for $14.
I know. I was actually looking at that right now.
Yeah, that's actually not bad.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying this, man. It's refreshing. It's easy drinking. For me, it's complex to the palate. Yeah, I don't really have too many qualms about this.
It's got some tasting food pairings to go with it too. Here on Total Wine's website, it says you could have that with seafood, salty snacks, and spicy food.
I can see all that.
Okay. Seafood, I got too as well. I was like, that sounds like it'd go good with some seafood, some crab.
Yeah. I guess you could say I could, quote unquote, take points away from it just because the nose is so
two-dimensional.
Yeah, but even then, I don't really care that much because, like I said, for me, and champagne, I'm not looking for much more than what I'm getting in the aroma. And I think those aromas are pleasant. Green apple and pear is great. Yeah, give me that all day with champagne.
I wouldn't care. Surprising. Other whiskey, other spirits neither, to be honest. I mean, if it's...
For the most part, yeah.
I mean, it would probably lose a point on, like, you know, its uniqueness, whatever. But if it smells good, it smells good. I mean, you can have one or two notes in it.
Yeah, but where this one really shines for me, man, is the palate. I really like what's going on here, man. I have no qualms about it.
How's the finish?
Like I said, the finish is not like long, but it, like I said, it is you did get more of that like kind of biscuit cracker kind of note going in there in the background.
You like dry or like light?
It's not too dry, honestly. This is not too dry of a wine. Oh, sorry, a sparkling wine rather.
A little crispiness to it.
You definitely get the crispiness on more so the front, the middle of the palate. Not so much so on the back end. The back end is where you get more of the, kind of that creamy softness. And the front is more to get more of that crispy kind of in your face, kind of bubbly action going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like some shit. Castlevania with that name. Saint.
Yeah, Saint.
I think they might run into a character named that or whatever. Saint Romain.
Yeah. Saint Romain. Saint Romain lettuce.
Saint René Blanc de Blanc. He's on there. It's like, yeah. I think I killed him the other day. Yeah. damn. Yeah. All right, Castlevania. I see what you're doing too.
Yeah, man, I'm thinking this is actually a joy to drink, man. I don't have any real qualms about this. I can't quite give this a last job because this is not quite bringing me over the moon with anything it's doing, flavor or aroma-wise. But what is there, man, is rock fucking solid as far as champagne goes, in my estimation. I don't really have anything truly bad to say about this. I am liking this quite a bit. I think this might be the highest rating I've given to champagne on this show. This is getting a 3.5 from me. I think that's the highest rating given to champagne.
I think you gave it 3.5 last year too.
Okay, maybe. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So that remains to be the case then. 3.5 for the Saint Rene Blanc de Blancs Brut right here. Quality stuff, y'all. I would seek it out if you are looking to get into some of the sparkling wine champagne action. Quality pickup, in my estimation.
The last drop in champagne for me, like the Cliquot, would recommend me buying it, not because of an event, because I want to sip on it on a regular basis or whatever. And although I did find last week, and as you find this week's good, I don't see myself buying that to sip on it just again or whatever, just to randomly sit on it, because I don't even know the mood and when to drink on it. So I agree with you on the rating. I think I gave last week a 3.5 too as well. So it's kind of hard because champagne isn't meant to be like just casually playing video games and sipping on it, or reading a book and sipping champagne. Like, who the fuck does that?
I'm sure there's somebody out there that does do that.
Sure there is.
That's not common at all.
It just sounds weird. Well, people, we got one more week here of champagne month here on the last drop. It's going to be mix and match next week or whatever.
That's right.
Can't wait, because once that wraps up, you know, it'll be a old cabal month or whatever. So
yes.
Yeah, and our first episode will be on Cinco de Mayo of Cabal Month, whatever. So don't get no better than that. So with that said, we're going to get out of here now. Short episode. Actually, pretty long, to be honest, whatever.
Pretty, I mean, shorty but a goodie.
Yeah.
Longy but a goodie.
All yeah, you got to keep this motherfucker in a 3.5. You don't get no better than that, you know? So I'm sure some people was like, I'm going to go out and buy that right now, though, so because I like that Jim Beam, that guy. Anyway, we're going to get out of here now. Tune in next week. We wrap up Champagne Month, our celebration here, because it's our birthday, our anniversary, whatever you prefer to call it. I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.